speaking with Jamie McVicker, author of I Love This Town, A Year in a B&B in Banff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
First of all, I understand this book just recently hit a pretty good list.
Well, it did. It hit a Calgary Herald bestseller list for, I guess, the last 3 weeks in a row. So I'm delighted to see that it's drawing readers.
Why did you write this book?
You know, it really had been perhaps maybe as many as 40 years that anyone had attempted to write a book that portrayed Banff and the Canadian Rockies from a real modern-day sense. And so what I wanted to do was something a little bit different, touch on all kinds of things, culture, politics, geography, nature, and even a narrative story of this American man who meets a Canadian woman and suddenly finds himself in the Rockies. But the ultimate goal was to be entertaining and to make the reader feel like a local.
What were some of the culture differences that you noticed coming up here to Canada? And did that make it into the book at all?
I do weave those in and out. And because we run a B&B and we attract an international audience, and I also have fun with the French, the Italians, and others as well. One of the first things that I ran into was suddenly finding myself reading a map and lost in time and looked behind me and there was five Canadian drivers and nobody had honked. You know, I thought, why am I not lying bleeding on the road? Just the very niceness of the people, for one example. You know, another example is I got up to a don't walk sign and there were Canadians on both corners on opposite side and nobody was walking, but there wasn't a car within 10 miles. And I thought, okay, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
But I imagine operating a B&B, you've been exposed to a lot of different cultures and a lot of really interesting people who have come through your doors.
Part of that has been my own personal travels. And the book is about wanderlust as well, because one of the things that I do is I take the reader from Virginia all the way across the country over an 8-day period. So I bring in that sense of just the beauty of travel and what it is about that that makes you live in the here and now that's so special.
I imagine living in Banff is quite a different experience than many other towns.
You step out of a taxi cab in New York or Chicago and you look up at these man-made monuments to ambition and you think, damn, I've got to make something of myself. Whereas you come to Banff and a shaft of light comes through the mountains and you look up and go, God, is that you up there? So, you know, it's the spiritual versus the man-made world.
So what do you hope the reader will get out of the book?
You know, what I hope happens is that, A, they're entertained. And that they get lots of laughs along the way, because the book is also satire. And what satire does, it takes humor and exaggerates a situation, but the idea behind it is there's a little bit of a kernel of truth behind it. But I hope they're just thoroughly entertained. But then secondly, I hope when they get to the very last page, they go, you know, I know a lot more about this area now than I did.
I Love This Town. You're in a B&B in Banff. Where can people pick up this book?
It's all over Banff and Alberta. You can find it in Canmore, at Rusticana, at Canmore Museum, at Cafe Books, in Banff. It's at Indigo. It's at the White Museum. It's at Viewpoint. If you're listening to this from Calgary, you can find it up there at Owl's Nest and Shelf Life and the Indigo stores.
Awesome. Jamie McVicker, thanks so much for joining me on the show this morning.